While some ghost towns are so remote they've become utterly forgotten, others may hope to gain new life as tourist attractions. Curious ruins have a way of drawing curious travels. And in the case of one American ghost town, much, much more. Producer Taylor Quimby brings us the story.
Lee Trapp is co-owner of the Transylvania Times, a regional newspaper serving the residents of Transylvania County in North Carolina.
Henry River Mill Village is about an hour outside of Charlotte. It was a textile mill that did primarily yarn. They had 35 houses that were built on the property. Almost all the houses, they're exactly the same.
But unlike the shoulder-to-shoulder suburban developments of later decades, the buildings of Henry River Mill Village were built in 1905. They're like big drafty farmhouses spaced eerily far apart, each one a stone's throw away from the next. By the 1960s, most American mills were already in deep decline, Henry River's included, and in 1975, a man named Wade Shepherd bought the entire property.
2 years later, there was a lightning strike at the mill, and it literally burned the mill to the ground. Many residents stayed on site in the community until about 1985, and while no one lives there anymore and there's not electricity at this point, many of the residents still come back to visit where their, you know, grandparents had lived.
And that's how Henry River Mill Village became a ghost town. A row of empty houses, a general store with nothing to sell, and a crumbling concrete dam that served no purpose at all. And then, more than 25 years later, it hit the big time. In fact, chances are you've seen Henry River Mill Village yourself. You just know it by a different name.
Happy Hunger Games! And may the odds be ever in your favor.
District 12.
Now, before we begin, we have...
To production company Lionsgate, Henry River Mill Village wasn't a relic of the American economy. To them, it was the ideal place to begin shooting their blockbuster adaptation of the Suzanne Collins dystopian novel, The Hunger Games.
The very first shots of the entire movie were filmed there. In fact, the very first shot that, which you see later in the movie, is PETA in this iconic shot where he's getting ready. You know, it's raining and he's outside his bakery and he's throwing the bread to Katniss so that she can have something to eat. That was the very first shot.
Gary Ross, director of The Hunger Games, loved the peculiar way the village's identical houses spread across the landscape.
He said when he looked at those buildings, you know, that there was a uniformity about them that felt like it had a capital influence.
So in 2011, after years of being utterly abandoned, Henry River Mill Village was teeming with people again, probably more than had ever been there before. Ironically, despite the shattered windows, broken barrels, peeling paint jobs, the production crews weren't there to fix up the place.
When they came to look at the site before, they'd come in the winter. And so obviously in the winter, the grass is all brown, the trees, you know, all the leaves have fallen, and it looked even more depressing. Well, obviously, when they came back in April, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, the grass is green and the trees are really lush. So it took an extensive amount of work to transform that place back so that it felt more depressing. They literally laid sort of blankets over it to get the grass to brown and then to come back. And we always joke they actually had leaf pickers who would take the leaves off of some of the trees in specific ways so the trees would look sparse again.
Thank you so much. Thank you, fans, and thank you.
Lee says that after the movie first came out, people from inside and outside the community started flocking to the property in droves, which made the owner, who was trying to sell it, a little nervous.
It's the kind of area that Way doesn't have gated off. I mean, it's a huge community. And so he had all these people coming, and he saw that there was vandalism happening, and I think he got concerned. Burke County, and actually Ed Phillips, who runs Burke County Tourism, said, listen, Wade, you know, you want to sell this property. This is a great way for you to showcase it.
Now, Lee doesn't just run the local newspaper. She also runs Hunger Games unofficial fan tours, bringing diehard devotees of the movies and the books to all the North Carolina locations where the Hunger Games movies were shot, and continuing to bring a little life back to Henry River Mill Village. Or, should I say, to District 12.
Producer Taylor Quimby there speaking with Lee Trapp, owner of Hunger Games unofficial fan tours. Stick with us. Word of mouth continues with a staple of any good Western ghost town, the tumbleweed, becoming a serious menace across the United States. That story rolls in after the break.